It's just gone 9 a.m. and the cleanup operation is well and truly underway here. The burnt out shell of the silver car is being towed away, and on the ground beside me are the scorch marks that are left. There are a number of men who are sweeping up the debris and glass on the ground. Sinn Féin councillor Kevin Campbell says that he is shocked by what has happened.
Well, I think it's absolutely disgraceful. I was contacted last night by a number of residents who were completely up in arms at what has happened here. This wee silver Corsa was set on fire in the city cemetery last night. And this is a new low, to be quite honest with you. There's been things happened in the cemetery over the years, wee vandal attacks on graves and destroying flower pots and things like that. And even young ones coming in and using the water taps to fill balloons with water and throwing them at cars. This is an absolutely new low. It's where they're coming in, setting fire to a car, absolutely disgraceful. And there's no thought given either to those who have loved ones buried in this cemetery. This is a new part of the cemetery, and there's been no thought given. I think it's absolutely scandalous.
There's going to be quite a lot of shock and anger here in the community this morning.
There is no doubt. As I say, there's another funeral here this morning, and you're talking about it's about 20 yards from where that car was burnt. Now, all the workmen are on at the moment. They've done a great job. They've removed the vehicle. They've cleaned the place up, and to be honest with you, but again, it's the shock of somebody coming, taking, stepping that low to do like this type of incident in the cemetery.
Well, my name's Evelyn Cassidy, and we recently just buried my mummy a couple of yards over there, Myra Cassidy, on Sunday. So the reason I'm in the cemetery today is to see her, and probably the reason I'm here so early is because of the news, and the disabled parking spots are right beside her resting place, so that's really why I'm here now.
Your mum is buried really a couple of yards away from where the car was found burnt out last night.
Yeah. And you know what, when I seen it, first of all, I was really angry, and I thought, how could somebody do this? But the more I thought about it, and the more I thought how she would think about it, I pitied them, and I felt really sorry for them, and it did play in my mind a lot last night, and a lot, like, my mum is not even dead a week, and there's a lot of things going on in my head, and whenever I seen that the car burnt out, I didn't know how close it was to her, or I didn't know, and I just knew that her new flowers were there, and that the wood that them flowers laid on was still there, and it really panicked me, thinking that I know that grass can't light, but the fact that wood could have did scare me a wee bit. My mummy's soul's in heaven, isn't it? So. It was just where she lay worried me that something could have happened to her that was frightening for me.
And how do you feel standing here now today?
Well, standing here, I thought it would be a huge, massive deal to me right now, but a bit of the ground is burnt and everybody is okay.
Would you like more security here in the cemetery?
I don't... No, I wouldn't say right now that I would want more security because I think this is a place where there should be calm. So I would just like to think that this one-off incident won't happen again. I did wake up this morning and think, I'm kind of glad it's done now, because I don't think it'll ever get to happen again.